We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Marks and Reese. I am John Marks, and introducing for the first time in 2020, Mr. Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Victory!
I didn't know if we were going to be doing that here for a couple of weeks, but they got it done last night. They got it done last night, and they got the win. And we are talking about your first place Philadelphia Eagles. Somehow at 1-2-1 with how we were feeling about this season, 0-2-1 heading to San Francisco. Nobody really gave the Eagles much of a chance. Just watching the pregame show on NBC, every one of the guys like picked the 49ers to win, which really, I guess, wasn't surprising. But then once you watch the game, you're like, man, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I realize this team was going to have a better chance? And you know what it was? The defense of Carson Wentz. I mean, that's really what you needed. That's what you got last night.
Yeah, I mean, good win. First one of the season. Good game by Carson. Great game by the defense. Creating some turnovers. That's exactly what you were going to need. You're going to need an effort from just about everybody, and that's the way it's going to be. I mean, that's the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future, unless you're getting, you know, guys like Deshaun and Alshon and Dallas Goedert and Jalen Reagor, you know, until these guys come back and they're fully healthy and you're able to practice and play, you know, you're going to need sort of these type of efforts, especially with the schedule that's about to come up. So, good victory, first one of the year. Sucks that it took 4 weeks to get us to this point, but let's enjoy it.
We'll take it.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll take it. I thought it was going to be the first time they played the Giants, which would have been after an 0-5-1 start. So they got the win. Ike, they're in first place. Your first-placed Philadelphia Eagles. You know, really good to see Carson Wentz last night. Kind of looked like the old Carson Wentz. Great throw to Travis Fulgham. Am I saying his name right, Jack? Travis Fulgham.
Correct.
He was brilliant last night. He really was. He was resilient. He, you know, his ability to avoid pressure and keep plays alive last night was really, for me, the difference in the game. I don't know how long he can do that, and you can rely on that to win you games. But if it's just for as long as, like you mentioned, till Reagor, Deshaun, some of the other guys get back, I'll take it. It looked like the old Carson Wentz to me. I like what I saw from Doug last night as well. The two-point conversion early I thought was a bad idea. He obviously saw something because it was a very easy conversion, so I have to tip my hat to him for that one right there. And he got his guys to play again. There was energy last night. It was a really, really good win. So now it kind of leaves you as an Eagle fan asking, like, do you think that this turns the season around? Do you have a different feel for the season after last night's win? Do you have more hope? Are you hopeful that maybe this is the season that we thought it could be at the beginning of the year? Or do you still have that skeptical eye after last night? I'm really hopeful. Everything that I saw last night out of Carson Wentz is exactly what you needed. The defense, especially the defensive line. You have guys that just aren't Fletcher Cox got hot for a day. You have a rotation that is working and seems to really be you know, playing well, not just on the defensive line, but also, you know, Jalen Mills is a corner. Now you're better at cornerback because Jalen Mills moved. So I am very hopeful moving forward. And I know I was angry and I was out last week. I thought the season was completely over. It's amazing what one win can do, but it's done it for me. It has.
Yeah, I went over the backup quarterback for the 49ers.
Oh, and he was bad too.
Yeah. I mean, but that's who the win was over.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to need more than just a win over the 49ers for me to be hopeful of anything significant this year. Mm. I mean, this year is really, for me right now, is just more or less about getting number 11 on the right track, getting his mind back in the right place, figuring out how do I coach this guy to get the most out of him, how do I play to his strengths, and then seeing what's developing around him. Like, that's what it's about for me. And it was good to see him have some positive plays last night, but that wasn't easy. That was tough sledding. I mean, they had a 17-play drive that resulted in a field goal. I mean, that's the stuff you saw last year towards the end of the year because they lack explosive plays. They got the one big play to the new kid, and that was great to see. It was great to see Carson drop that ball in the bread basket. You know, he threw it on time, you know, got back on that back foot and just let it go. Just trusted him, his mechanics, trusted his eyes. He got the coverage that he wanted to see, and he just let it go. He didn't think twice about it. He just let the ball go. And that was great to see. We're going to need to see some more of that. You'll need to see some more of that in order for me to be completely sold on whether or not the Eagles have turned things around. But you know what? That's not what last night was about. Last night was about trying to figure out a way to get a win the best way that you can and having something to try to build some momentum off of. And let's hope that's what happened last night. I don't know what the rest of the week's going to look like from a health standpoint, who's going to be available. You're going up against a much better defense next week. You're going up against a much better decision maker next week. And it's a different challenge for this defense next week. You know, last night the defense didn't have a threat of having the ball thrown over their head.
That's true.
So that's going to be different next week. So I like what I saw. It's encouraging. I'm happy they got the W. It's been a tough 3 weeks to start the season. And I'm like most Eagles fans when it comes to Carson. It was good to see him doing some things that we know he has the ability to do. See, here's the thing. I can't help but come out of that and after rewatching it and thinking, why did it take 4 weeks to get to this type of offense? Like, why did it take so long to get to this type of an offense? When you knew this is the way he finished up the season last year, that should have been something you were planning to build off of and incorporate into your game plans as far as what he can do. Now let's see if they – now this is 4 straight weeks. We've seen 4 different game plans. Now, I'm okay with the variety package, but we still don't have an offensive identity just yet. Now, maybe this is what our offense develops into. But who knows, when you start getting guys back, do you start going back to old plays that you call?
Right.
You gotta stick with this. This is what's working for him.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It is. It's Carson and the kids. Carson, go out there, put on your cape, essentially, and make plays and win. That's what he did. I don't know how long he can do that at this level and stay healthy. And that's what I'm worried about. And I know, like people will say, well, you signed the contract at this point. Like, he's got to go out there and win games. I agree, but you're not going to win a lot of games if he's diving head first into other people. And I'm not even ripping him for it, because this is the only way they can win games. They don't have enough talent out there to do it otherwise, right? I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to – I mean, at least with Fulgham last night, he showed you that you can throw the ball deep to him and he can make a catch. But outside of using Carson Wentz like this, until at least some of the guys get back, that's what you're going to have to do. I just hope he's able to stay healthy doing it. 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese of Victory Monday. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, the best in-game experience on game day. is Chickies and Pete's indoor and outdoor seating, available at all locations online, chickiesandpetes.com. It was a great day, night last night for the defensive line again. Mm-hmm. You saw multiple guys, Ike, getting at it. You know, Darius Slay was good again. Jalen Mills was like, I wish you never left, Jalen. I mean, it was a really good defensive performance. Now that we've seen the defense struggled earlier in the season, now at least they're showing they can get to the quarterback, which is very important for the rest of this team.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be able to score a ton of points even with what they did last night. The offense still scored 18 points.
Yep.
Like either way you look at it, you got 6 from your defense, so the offense still only scored 18 points last night.
It seems like they scored more, just based on the kind of success, but that's because they haven't had much success before that, so the offense actually looked good. All right, we'll start off on the phones coming up. We're going to play you a little bit of Doug coming up at 3 o'clock, what he spoke to the media today. Obviously, everybody's happy. It was a good ride home on the plane last night. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Which more describes your feelings after this Eagles season, about this Eagles season, after last night's win? Are you more hopeful or are you still skeptical? We'll start off with you on the phones next. Marks and Reese on 94W.
DJ Bethard right here. A lot of hearts are pounding. Bethard is back. Bethard is stepping up. Bethard is letting it go deep, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. It will be. Let's see, 7 seconds to go, but the Eagles take over on downs.
That's how it ended right here on WIP. Merrill and Mike on the call. Eagles win the first place. Philadelphia Eagles win.
Keep saying that.
Yes.
After these last couple of weeks, we have to keep saying the first place Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
Say it while it lasts.
We shouldn't say it with our chest.
I'm just saying. I
hear you. Believe me, the Eagles have the.
I don't know how much longer we'll be saying first placed Eagles.
Eagles are in Pittsburgh this weekend, and I believe Dallas has the Giants, and the Giants have looked like one of the worst teams in football. But at the
Giants are one of the worst teams in football.
They've looked like the worst team in football. So did last night's win make you hopeful, or are you still skeptical? Jack, you were here late. We were all up late last night watching the game and doing post games.
On three separate post game shows.
Yes. Marks and Reese, man, we produce the
No post-game. One does better post game shows than Marks and Reese.
Hopeful or still skeptical?
Oh, dude, I'm hopeful, man. Like, I know it's one game, but the way Carson played, I love that Carson and the kids are back. Like, I don't care.
There's weird chemistry
when
it's Carson and the kids, Ike.
I love it, and I love what the defensive line did.
Most sacks in the NFL, 17.
Really?
Yeah, lead the NFL in sacks, 17 sacks.
Look at this Jim Schwartz-led front. Love him.
And it was more than that. 15 quarterback hits last night. Jannard Avery in 16 snaps had 5 quarterback hits and a sack. I don't know where that came from, but he did 58 proud last night. Ike had a heck of a game.
It's good to see him out there.
Yeah, it was. They actually have, so now it seems like they have a good rotation of guys that can come in that are fresh, they can get to the quarterback. Malik Jackson was cheating last night, moving the ball back a little bit, which we enjoyed. So, all in all, I mean, everybody agrees it's a good day for a win, but it's just how are you now looking at the rest of the season and saying, like, all right, listen, this team can still do something. Or, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Josh in Philly. Josh, what's up?
Hey, Mr. Marks. Hey, Mr. Reese. How are you guys?
Josh?
What up, Josh?
So I got a couple questions for you guys real fast. Mr. Reese, what could it possibly be that could it be that he's so stubborn and wants to make Carson a pocket passer that you don't utilize his strength and want to make keep him in the pocket all day? I don't understand why he would force him to stay in the pocket when you clearly see he's at his best when he's moving and improvising. Like, it drives me wild. It drives me insane. Like, I just don't know with this coach, man. He's really – the further and further we get away from that Super Bowl, the more and more I believe, and I'm starting to believe even more, that the brains behind that offense was never Doug and more of Frank Reich.
Hmm. Well, here's the other thing, though. You got to add in there, Josh, they don't have the same skill players anymore. So you can't even run that offense because the pieces don't fit as well as they did back in 2017.
Yeah. Exactly.
And here's why I would agree with you on it becomes frustrating when you see what has worked best for him since 2017 and 18. You saw it at the end of the year last year. I don't understand why you have to go through 3 weeks of playing and doing different stuff before you go to this type of game plan last night, and that should have been a part of it. Now, they need to keep it going. Like they need to figure out a way to keep this going. He is obviously much better when he's on the move and can just use half the field to sort of lock in on targets. I mean, it's obvious. It's where the whole let the Bronco buck came from. That's where it came from. Like, that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this for 2 years. Like, forget about the injury stuff. Let him play. Let him take care of himself out there on the field. If he's going to get hurt, he's going to get hurt. Nothing you, me, or anybody else can do about that. Nothing you can do. Can be worried all you want to. You can be worried all you want to. He's in control of that. And if he's not smart enough to know when to protect himself, when to get down, when to give up on a play, when to throw the ball away, then that's on him. His fate has already been determined. If he can't learn from it, which I believe he has, I watched him the last 3 weeks. He's throwing the ball away. He's not standing in the pocket. He's escaping the pocket. Right? There was a couple times last night where it was like, all right, get ready. He almost held on to it too long while he was retreating. But he did eventually get rid of it and threw the ball away. But when you're faced with the offensive weaponry that he has and he doesn't want to lose, it's in his DNA to fight. That's why I never understood the criticism of him trying too hard. Like, it doesn't make any sense. The DNA of the city is supposed to be about fighting and never give up. That's his DNA. That's his DNA.
Yeah.
That's what you saw last night, running for first downs, diving for first downs. You saw it at the end of the Cincinnati game. He's out there trying to do whatever he can to win. It's just about harnessing it. But now you don't have enough of the complementary pieces around you.
Well, it's almost like that he's only doing that out of – it's when, like, last year, Doug finally with the last four games was like, all right, just go ahead. Like, we can't try to keep you in the pocket and protect you a little bit better because we don't have any other choice. We're not winning games that way, so go ahead. And what does he do the last four games of the season? He balls out. They go 4-0. Last night was the first time that Doug actually was like, all right, just go ahead. Like, he had to. There was no way. He was running for his life for a lot of the games. I don't know how many times he was sacked. Three times? If that's an immobile quarterback in there, he gets sacked 7-8 times.
Yeah, but it's been that way since week one. He got sacked 8 times in the first game. Got hit 15 times.
Well, I mean, I guess
anytime you know you have a bad offensive line, that's what this is about. Not adjusting to your personnel. You can't run the same offense as if you got the best offensive line in football like you had in 2017. You can't. So to think you can just sit back there and let him go through reads and think he's not going to get jittery after he gets hit or he's waiting on guys to get open or you're trying to figure out what's the timing, like, that's crazy. It's not going to happen. And last night they did something. I know we're raving about Jordan Mailata today. I'll hold off on giving the gold jacket to him. T.J. Watt is up next.
The gold jacket.
Yeah, I'll hold off giving. I heard Ross taking a bow earlier today. Because he was right about Jordan Mailata 3 years ago.
Well,
it just took him 3 years to actually get on the field.
I would agree with you that after the Pittsburgh game is when I'll really want to
talk. It's a much better defense. Nick Bosa wasn't out there last night.
Yeah.
Was Solomon Thomas out there last night?
Yeah, like I don't know how. And what,
going against Deion Jordan? former Eagle great Deion Jordan?
Was that Deion Jordan out there last night?
Yeah. For
I didn't even realize that. Yeah, Pittsburgh is a totally different beast.
Yeah. Yeah, next week's going to be a
totally Minka Fitzpatrick, Devin Bush. It's a totally different beast.
Blitzing.
What? That's what they do. It's attack.
I know. Blitzburg.
It's attack.
Yeah.
Someone call them the Steel Curtain.
Now, and that's when you're going to get a true sense of what that offensive line is like. Can you pick up those cross dogs, the different blitzes? So we're not going to get to Pittsburgh just yet because I want to enjoy yesterday's
Yeah, don't
win.
Worry. Hey, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I want to enjoy the win, Big Red. I want to enjoy the win. But I'm just saying, before we start passing out bouquets to the offensive line, right, and Jordan Mailata, like, got a different beast coming up.
Well, he could have a rude awakening come Sunday if they're not careful. But that's the other thing. Like, I expect that. I mean, Doug and Jeff Stoutland, like, they're not just going to leave him out there on an island. Like you had said, a game plan that fits their personnel. So they should be next week doing the same thing with Jordan Mailata, helping him out quite a bit.
Yeah, but it's a different scheme. You got a 3-4 coming up. The secondary is much better than the 49ers secondary. 49ers play a ton of zone. Pittsburgh doesn't. These receivers got to get open versus Pittsburgh secondary.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get open. I mean, Richard Rodgers looks like me out there running around.
It was the Richard Rodgers show for that one drive. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris in North Philly. Chris, go ahead. How you feeling, Chris?
I'm good.
Good.
Feeling good?
That's good. I just want to talk about, I still feel a lot of people give Carson the blame. I love my quarterback. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I let him get away with murder. Not at all. Because, you know, he has a lot of improvements that he needs to do. Mm-hmm. But this team is in shambles. And for us to get the win like how we got last night, even though San Fran was hurt too, but we needed that. I mean, we needed that. And I don't want to get down. I can only see us improving. You know what I'm saying? It looked like we needed that.
No, we needed it. The players needed it, Chris, and we as fans needed it.
I know I needed it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I think it gives me a different type of confidence to see if they can build on that. If they can build on that, I'm cool. But if, you know, I need Doug to dig into get his head out of behind and do some more and get some more plays for Carson to suit him.
Yeah.
And stop trying to beat Doug. Like, do something to shoot him. Run the ball with Miles Moore. We got a weapon that we don't use. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 13 carries. Wanted, yeah, 13 carries for Miles last night. 13.
You know, so I just wanted to take this step in the right direction where we going.
Well, you got it, man. And, yeah. And it took every bit of Nick Mullins' poor play to kind of help you in the win, but sometimes you gain some momentum in a win like that, and certainly it. We know what 0-3-1 would feel like and look like today. Like, wouldn't be good. So now all you have to do it's always a week by week league, but now I mean it really
you
becomes
build
a week
off
by week
of
league. Yeah,
you got to. I mean, you got to build off of it. So I mean that's where now you don't catch anybody by surprise. Now teams have seen what you've done with this personnel out there, so now you have to have counters, like. Like, this is a – you're going to have the game plan for each individual team you have coming up. And I think you get back-to-back weeks of 3-4 defense, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So,
yes.
you're getting two of the best defenses in all of football. Talk to me after these 2 weeks. We can find a way to split.
I agree with you
100%. We can find a way to split, I'd be thankful.
Do you agree that there is some kind of weird chemistry with when Carson doesn't have the Deshauns or the Alshons or some of these other guys on the field, to where there's other guys now that are happy to be playing and they're catching balls and they're making plays? You know, I didn't like Deshaun's body language in some of the games this year. I don't know if that, you know, got to Carson. I don't know if there was a chemistry issue with.
Not no chemistry issue. They got him on a pitch count. Deshaun, it's not Deshaun and Carson.
Not talking about between him and Carson. I'm just saying in general, if he's bringing kind of a negative tone to the offense.
Mad he's not playing. Well, he was before he got injured.
Yeah.
But that's an organizational thing, right? Like he's upset, or he was, because he's not playing as much. That's an organizational. That's a coach thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a coach thing. So it actually breaks down time that Carson and he can be out there building some type of rapport. I mean, just think about it. Somebody put the tweet up there yesterday or even Saturday about the receivers Carson Wentz has played with. It's like 20 different receivers. I mean, think about the guys. How many guys did he play with longer than 5 weeks?
A lot.
No,
well,
I mean, no.
Less than 5 weeks.
Yeah,
yes.
Jack, that's what I'm saying. Like, you constantly have to learn. Like, what's been his constant receiving core? Other than that stretch in 2017 where you had Aguilar, Alshon, and Torrey Smith.
There's no answer.
Which, by the way, it's kind of funny that coincides with his best stretch of football. He was throwing to the same guys every week.
Yep.
Aguilar, Torrey Smith, Alshon Jeffrey, and Zach Ertz. Imagine having the same guys to throw to every week, practice with every week, build a chemistry with every week. And it's funny, he got better with those guys as the year went on. He didn't start off on fire with those guys early that year. It took a while. It took a couple weeks before they really took off. And then when they took off, they took off. Like, that matters to quarterbacks, having the same guys out there to throw to, knowing who you're throwing to, knowing where the quarterback's going to put the ball, knowing where the receiver likes the ball. Like,
more reason to feel hopeful about the Eagles. Ike, Travis Fulgham, all year with Carson. Greg Ward.
What do you mean all year with Carson?
Well, I mean, I'm saying after this, you'll actually, maybe he can build some chemistry with the
Dude,
guy going
if,
forward.
If Fulgham is still playing in 4 weeks, I'll be surprised. Are you kidding me? You got three starters that are injured right now that are coming back at some point to make a lot of money. These guys are going back to the practice squad.
Well, it doesn't mean Alshon's going to be there for good, right?
He might, I'm just saying, though, but
something.
He's making money. He's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was nice. Listen, guys are stepping up, right? Like John Hightower on, you know, it was really a great throw by Carson, the fourth and four. You know, Carson, he gunned that right in there. Nice little slant, got plenty of yards. Bam.
Listen,
great throw,
I love
good catch.
It. I love it, dude, that they clicked last night. I'm just saying how difficult it is for him to have sustained success when guys are in and out of the lineup that you never played with, that you're not used to practicing with. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go to Justin and Kearney's Point. Justin, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
What's up, Justin?
I'm all right. I mean, I'm happy. I can't sit here and say I'm not happy about the win. But, I mean, what you just touched on real quick, like, I've been saying that since 2017. It's just the facts. I'm tired of people telling me, oh, Tom Brady, a guy's in and out. All right, that's Tom Brady. You know what I mean? It's Belichick.
Yeah,
whatever.
It wasn't Tom Brady in his fourth and fifth year.
Exactly. Tom Brady was I don't even want to get into that. That's,
right.
That's irrelevant.
Yes.
It's just the fact that the blatant lack of just, oh, my God, I don't even know what to say. Like, the disregard for getting continuity at the position. It's such a timing thing. Yeah. Peyton Manning was my favorite quarterback ever. I remember watching him play with Dallas Clark. First Marvin Harrison, then Reggie Wayne. He knew what those guys – he knew when they were tying their shoes. I mean, he knew when they were going to take a sip of water. Or, like, he knew everything they were going to do. It was awesome. And I'm not saying Carson is that and can do that and whatever. I'm not saying
but
that.
But we don't give him the chance, Justin. Like, you got to give him a chance. Yes.
Like, look what you just said, back in 2017. That's the only year, literally the only year – he had the full complement of weapons from training camp
till the end. Yes,
unfortunately, freaking.
So you know,
isn't it amazing, Justin? They actually stayed healthy all year long. All those guys.
Yeah, all them guys.
They didn't miss a game.
Yeah.
Justin, when DeAndre Hopkins got traded, when Stephon Diggs got traded, like I would love to get Hopkins. A first rounder seemed rich for a wide receiver that's going to be making a lot of money. But I guess Howie looked at it and said, we're going to draft a couple of guys. DeSean Jackson's going to be back. And we already have Alshon on our payroll for $16 million. Now, that's not what I would have done, but he drafted a couple guys. If Rager and Hightower can be good players, then you have at least a couple of guys. The problem is, look at the Cowboys who keep losing games, right? Like, look at their receiving core. I mean, how many wide receivers do you have to give Dak Prescott to go down big early and then throw for 500 yards every week, right? So it's like at some point you have to give them guys. I mean, Ike, we're not talking about a 23-year-old quarterback here. He's going to be 28 next year, right? So how much longer are you waiting?
I just look at the quarterbacks around the league that have success. I just look at them. Look at their weapons. He has the worst.
And
Baker Mayfield. Look at the weapons around Baker Mayfield. Look at the weapons around Baker Mayfield.
And it really wasn't until, like, Russell Wilson won games, but they weren't a real threat until they got playmakers on offense.
Yes.
Which they now have, and they can score points.
Yes. Well, and Russell Wilson is in his ninth year. He's in his ninth year. Carson Wentz is in his fifth year. Like, I don't know if Russell could do this in his fifth year.
Well, with these guys, maybe not.
Well, no, I'm exactly. That's the point that I'm making.
Well,
yeah, give this talent to a Russell Wilson in his fifth year, and let's see what he goes and does with it. Mm. That's the point that I'm making.
Let's go to Mad Mike. Mad Mike's probably happy today after a big win. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Mad Mike, I know you're excited today.
No, I'm. Here's what I am. I'm tired of everybody calling in today and saying, "Oh, we're gonna make the playoffs. We're gonna do this." Like,
well, they're in first. But hold on, Mike. They're in first place.
Okay, relax. Like, you've got two teams on your schedule that are gonna knock you back down to earth. And honestly, you put that game, like, you watch that game and you put that effort out against any other team, you're gonna get boat raced hard. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm glad they won, and it's always good to, like, have a win on instead of keep losing. I get it. But, like, did anybody really watch that game? Like, it was
Yeah, we watched every last second of it, Mike.
How pathetic was that game? Like, it just shows you how little talent is on this team. Like, that was a bad game on both sides for both teams, and it was pathetic. Like, if the Niners had actually had a quarterback that knew what he was doing, we would have lost that game. And yeah, you know, you take the wins that you can get, but like, everybody pumped the brakes for a second. Like,
yeah, but Mike, what are we talking about here? Like, just look at the Eagles' schedule. Could I see seven more wins? Yeah, I could see seven more wins, right? If they're playing well and they get some guys back, they could win seven more games. That puts you in the playoffs. That tie that everybody complained about, Ike, mm-hmm. Mike, it might put them in the playoffs.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What's the future of this team like? Because honestly, next year is going to be even worse than this year. So, like, I know everybody wants their little victories, but let's look at the horizon. This team is in trouble, and there's a lot of problems.
All right, Mike, listen, it's not that you're wrong, because we've talked about this often, but yeah, like I'm not looking big picture.
You go to Mad Mike. I hope you weren't expecting sunshine and rainbows.
Well, one time I'm hoping that he surprises us. I can say, you know what? That was a good win last night. Like if you're looking
at the... He wasn't even happy after the Super Bowl.
But if you're looking at the glass half full, you could say, I know that big picture, they have a ton of work to do, mm-hmm. but you can't win without a talented quarterback. You can't win without a quarterback like Carson Wentz that we knew before. And he showed last night that he's still that guy. He didn't forget how to be a quarterback. They got to figure out how they can put players around them and then properly use them so you get the best of everything. Right, that's what they have to do, and that's so far what they failed to do. Outside of 2017, when they went on a short run, and from then it's just been like it's been like a roller coaster, winning nine games. Now this year we're going to try to get to 8-7-1 to win the division. If this was a real division, we're not feeling like this today. But I feel hopeful because this division sucks, and you're going to play the Cowboys twice, so you can
not with this squad. I hope not.
You wouldn't feel good about that.
What?
I mean, the defense might be able to hold up against the Cowboys. I know their offense has been putting up.
I want to see the defense against quality opponents. I want to see the last time a good quarterback they faced.
Next 2 weeks, you have very good defense.
But do we remember what the last time we looked like when we faced a good quarterback? Jared Goff.
Yeah, it wasn't a good week.
Okay, yeah, think about it. We played Joe Burrow's. Dwayne Haskins and Nick Mullins.
So what did they do last night outside of just the backup quarterback was bad?
I mean, on defense?
Yeah. There was some blitzing.
Oh, yeah. But
that was good.
But that's where it starts at. I mean, first of all, they couldn't run the ball. San Francisco couldn't run the ball with regularity, and they really had to rely on Nick Mullins probably throwing the ball more than they wanted to. I mean, George Kittle was 15. He had 15 targets in
15 to 15
catches.
He was terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, like
the only drop was a bad pass on a 2-point conversion that hit him in the hands.
Dude, I was happy whenever they didn't give the ball to George Kittle. That was a win for us.
It was like Gronk in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Anytime they ran the ball or gave it to someone else, I was
you
happy.
You felt good, yeah.
Yes, I was happy. I mean, Brandon Ayuk. Did anybody touch him?
No.
They jumped over Mark.
Yeah. How about that? Yet another
did
wide receiver.
Touch him?
Another wide receiver the Eagles could have drafted.
But and here's what I'll say. Yeah. It was good to see them get after a young quarterback. That's what you should do to a young quarterback. That's why we were getting on them about Haskins. That's what you're supposed to look like against a young quarterback.
Yep. Yes, you are. Let's go to Joe in Conshohocken. Joe, how are you?
I'm okay. I mean, yeah, win's a win. Yay. I'm happy, but I mean, I mean, the only thing that bothers me more than anything, it's how, okay, now, yeah, Wentz is okay. I give, and like I gave Donovan McNabb, I give every so-called, like, close to a, like, Hall of Fame kind of quarterback at least 5-year window, and out after that, there's no more excuse. I don't want to hear, like, he had a hangnail or his grandmother got sick. I don't want to hear nothing of that. I mean, he's got to show something, you know, instead of little spurts here and there. Okay, he had a good play here and had a bad play there. He hasn't shown anything since he got hurt, period. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I like the kid.
Hold on. Did he not get the team in the playoffs last year?
Hello?
Yeah, he did.
Well, you just said he hasn't shown anything since he got injured.
I'm saying to the point of longevity. You know what I'm saying? Like down
Joe,
the road,
guess what,
I mean,
Joe? No, what you're saying is this team hasn't shown anything. They aren't very good.
Well,
Hold on. They've been barely a 500 team. That's what they've been.
Right.
That's what they've been since the Super Bowl year.
Yeah, I agree.
And Carson Wentz hasn't held them back.
He hasn't held them back.
Well, yeah. But the only thing you're going to truly appreciate, you wouldn't care if he's putting up a bunch of empty numbers. Only thing you really care about is wins. And I'm telling you that the team hasn't been good enough to actually beat quality opponents on a regular basis. What they've been good enough to do is take advantage of the NFC East.
Right. Yeah. But all I'm saying, Ike, is like I just don't see the kid being what everybody's probably projecting he might could be.
So what do you think he's going to be then?
Well, what do we project? Well, that varies. I love when people say that. Like everybody thinks the same. So depending on who you're asking, well, I don't know. Why can't he be what I expect of him?
I'm not saying he – I mean, did you ever notice, like, some quarterbacks do better elsewhere? You know what I'm saying? It's like –
So you're saying you don't think he can win here? Super Bowl.
I don't think he can be. I mean, because you know how Philly is. We put every. If you're sucking, we're going to let you know.
That's okay.
I mean, it's plain and simple. I mean, it's like if you're not playing like how you should, well, then they don't want you to play. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just the attitude.
So what do you think he is, Joe?
No, I think he's a mediocre quarterback. I don't think he's going to be what we hope he should be.
Okay.
I mean, it's
all right,
a shame.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just my opinion, and I'm sure I probably speak for some, but still, I mean, I like the kid. Believe me, I do. But it's just you know when you see something when you don't. I mean,
and we're not seeing the same thing because I think completely different than you do. Yeah, we're not seeing the same thing.
Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers in their 25,000 square foot showroom. Their website is marks-jewelers.com, which better describes you.
Because if you.
Is it hopeful or skeptical in the Eagle season after last night's win?
If you were to ask me what would be my hope for Carson Wentz, that is to lead this team to its second ever Super Bowl win. All the offseason top five, all that nonsense don't mean anything. I can give you three quarterbacks that's been in the top five for almost a decade, and none of them have been back to the Super Bowl or won one. So you can be a top five quarterback, elite, all that nonsense. Ultimately, what we care about is can he lead the Eagles to a Super Bowl? And guess what? He can't do it dragging a bunch of practice squad players. Put a Super Bowl team on the field and let's see if he can lead you. Because when you had a Super Bowl caliber team on the field, he was 11-2 with them. You haven't had a Super Bowl caliber team since 2017. This team has been old, injury riddled, infected with jealousy from an internal standpoint. Coaches have left. Injuries to the quarterbacks haven't been a Super Bowl team since they won the Super Bowl. It's not a Super Bowl team now. Put a Super Bowl team around him, meaning a team that's capable of doing it, and then he can get you there. He can get you there. You give me any one of these elite quarterbacks and tell him to play with the slop he's played with for the last 2 years, and let me see how far they go.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair,
let me see how far they can go with Greg Ward and Deontay Burnett and Mac Hollins and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Nelson Aguilar. Let me see how far they can go win with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, give them a fair shot, right? Like, that's what Howie Roseman has to do. Maybe the draft picks they drafted, maybe Hightower can play, right? Like, good game last night. Maybe Rager can stay healthy and be a weapon. They're
you
got to
do it more than one
game.
I didn't see anything special last night. I'm tired of being over breadcrumbs, getting all overly excited. Guy catches a 10-yard slant. Well, he has a chance to be somebody.
Oh.
No, he doesn't, because in 2 weeks we're going to be mad at him. In 2 weeks, if you're Brandon Ayuk, yeah, how about having him?
Well, I take him.
Laviska Shenault, how about having him?
How about Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, young players, we see them do this. Like, we're over getting happy over breadcrumbs. Like, we get happy over breadcrumbs around here, man. Like, all last night did was it irritated me.
I can see that.
It irritated me because we're about to do this whole, they can do this, they're about to win, this, that, and the other, and then be mad again next week. And be mad when we realize we don't have the talent to compete with the better teams.
Ike is obviously still skeptical on the season. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The best in-game experience on game day is Chickies and Pete's. Indoors and outdoor seating available at all locations. Online, chickiesandpete's.com.
Because it's frustrating, man. He's 27, 28 years old. And yesterday you get a chance to sit around and watch a ton of football and watch these young quarterbacks do what they do and the guys that they're throwing to. And I got to watch my quarterback struggle to go 17 plays to kick a field goal.
Yeah. Even when it was happening again last night where they convert on the fourth down. The next play, they come out with a 12-yard loss to Killens.
Oh, we run it with Killens. Who is this guy? Who said give him the ball in crunch time? What's his name?
Adrian Killens. Yeah, if you remember, Elliot loved him during training camp.
Oh, yeah, Elliot loves everybody he's seen in training camp.
Looks like Danelle Pumphrey.
That's exactly who he looks
smaller
like.
Smaller than Pumphrey.
That's exactly who he looks like.
Yeah, to answer, yeah. Yes.
He's 41?
He loses 46.
46,
I kept
yeah.
seeing his damn 40. First of all,
it's a bad number.
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry, Q, but I hated it when you were, and I'm glad you switched to 27 at some point. Quentin Michael, he was 46. It's John Dorenbos's number. That's where it belongs, on a long snapper.
Not a running
full back.
Yeah. Not a speed guy.
No.
Speed guy doesn't wear 46.
Yeah, Doug sure had him on the field a lot in the second half, didn't he?
He got out, a D lineman ran him down 12 yards deep in the backfield.
Fastest player in college football.
Well, but not a 40 time, right? He didn't look fast. He looked like Sproles was never a really fast guy. He was just shifty, right? This guy looked shifty, but he didn't look like Sproles out there.
Dude, I was so mad on that reverse play.
He lost 12 yards.
I was so mad.
Right after fourth and four.
Fourth and four.
Exactly.
All the momentum. And Dougie's breaking out. Adrian Killen.
27-yard line. Let's go to the secret weapon. But that also goes back to Doug. Like, he actually thought he could get a couple plays with Killens and make some big plays out of it. Lost 12
Dealing
yards.
With your questions are exhausting.
Let's go to Lamar in West Philly. Lamar, how you feeling today, buddy?
Oh, man, I feel good for the win, but, you know, I just need to see, like I said, I need to see more consistency, man. That's all. At the end of the day, I'm an Eagles fan.
Out of whom?
I don't care how they win, but I'm not going to sit there and make excuses for him, man. I've seen some stuff that scared, looked like McNabbish kind of stuff. I'm scared the living Jesus out of me.
Yeah.
Like the one worm burner where Sanders came out. That could have been a touchdown. You take points off the board. And I know a lot of quarterbacks miss throws, and I get that. But you got to make those throws. Like, just even a simplistic throw like that, you got to make. And I wish, I like Carson. I hope he does well here, and I hope he gets the chance to get a Super Bowl. But I miss, you know what I really like? I like quarterbacks to spot throw. They throw to a spot. They throw a guy open. You know, they're not afraid to throw
like
the guy, let the guy make a chance for the
who
ball.
Who you miss? You miss Nick Foles?
No, I didn't see. Here you go.
You're the one said you miss somebody. Who you miss?
See, you going there.
I'm just asking. You
said, how's everyone doing?
You were getting ready to say, you were getting ready to say you missed somebody. I didn't know who it was.
I'm ready to go right out. I'm ready to bounce on you, man. Stop. I love Nikki Sixx. He gave a Super Bowl. That's cool. But I'm just saying, henceforth,
yeah, but
you know, being an Eagles fan, I just need to see more consistency from him.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Lamar, last night, to your point, if he completes that to Sanders in stride in a more catchable area, he could go – it could have been a touchdown, could have been a big gain. I mean, he wasn't perfect last night for sure. He stood
never going to be accuracy, perfect.
The accuracies are still there, but he more than made up for it with everything else that he did. If that's a regular quarterback back there, he gets sacked 7 times and the game's over. I mean, the game's flat out over. What he was able to do, the play that actually they didn't take because they got a defensive holding penalty and automatic first down. That was the Carson we saw in 2017 and 2018 at some points, where he makes something out of nothing. What he did last year in the last 4 games of the season, it was him. Get on my back. Let's go. That's what you saw last night. And that's what you need. Like, that's the difference between a special player and a guy that can just throw the ball. Like, Kirk Cousins will hit somebody in stride. He'll throw a nice ball, right? So, I don't want that guy. I want a guy that can make plays and can win when it counts. And that's what I think Carson is.
He has the ability to do both. You can continue to get better at being accurate. His career isn't over at 5 years. It's not even through the 5th year. We're really still 4 years. We like to say 5 years. This is the 5th year. His accuracy can improve as long as he keeps working on it. As long as he keeps working on it, it can improve. There are plenty of quarterbacks that were much better as they got older. Steve Young, go look at what he was like in Tampa. Then go see when Bill Walsh got a hold of him, what he looked like. Became the highest rated quarterback ever, I believe, at one point. Had the highest completion percentage ever. So quarterbacks can get better with their mechanics as long as they continue to work on it. Russell Wilson is a much better thrower now than he ever was in his first 5 years. They asked him about those deep balls. He was like, man, just tireless work. Just tireless work over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Like, that's what you have to do. So he can get better. His ceiling isn't capped. He just has to keep working at it. And coaches, these coaches, they got to keep surrounding him with the right guys that's going to push the right buttons that he gets better. Mm. Hell, Kirk Cousins stunk his first 2 or 3 years. He got better. Guys get better as they get older.
Mm. Markson Reese. Coming up is Doug Peterson. Jack chopped up the best of his press conference today, where he
answered
many important questions, including why were they not using Miles Sanders on the final drive of the game? And Corey Clement was in there. That was not from today. So you'll have Doug coming up, and then we'll get right back to the phones as well. Today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Home gating is here. Order Chickies and Pete's to go for your game watch party. Chickies and Pete's, the official caterer and proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. So that's coming up. Doug's coming up next. More of your phone calls as well. We got Happy Doug. You'll hear from the Eagles head coach next. It's Markson Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about DraftKings for a second. So tonight wraps up week 4, and then get ready for week 5 after this. And there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of week 5, you know what DraftKings is doing. They're bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, get to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. And maybe football isn't your thing. Don't worry, because DraftKings is giving you all you basketball fans a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. And DraftKings is safe, reliable, secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Philly, and you get a sign-up offer of up to $1,000. That's code Philly to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.